My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we wonder why Davin's scammer Belinda would put up with him. So listen and enjoy.
Yeah, she did want to say, what are you talking about? Which was good, but she didn't get rattled enough. I mean, I was impressed by that. Like, she was like, oh, yeah, what are you looking at exactly?
She's a cool customer.
But the thing about it is that her, you know, her personal site, she's like, well, I really don't want to go on personal site, really. You know, and I really don't interact with people. And then you go to a personal site, and It's Raining Men should be playing as you go on. You know, I mean, you know, if this is a relationship, really?
It is disturbing. Yeah. I was upset by this.
It's Raining Men. Yeah.
No, it's a little bit of bullshit right there. You're adding all these dudes on your real site, and I'm isolated over here?
I would be pissed.
I was not happy.
Yeah, if Mr. Helix, well, you know, we're all married.
Mr. Helix was in Ghana?
But if Mr. Helix was in Ghana and he had another site that I wasn't allowed to chat on, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah.
But there's obviously a good reason why she don't want me there.
Oh, yeah.
I could be a bit of a troublemaker, I suppose.
You think?
I could scare away other victims.
Totally. You could scare away.
Because of my jealousy.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe by doing this after the video chat, she figures, well, you'll believe that she's real and she's there, and maybe won't go there.
It's possible.
Good yeah, it's complete horseshit that she's saying, oh, I don't even talk to these guys. I don't even know who they are. They just friend me. I never talk to them. Uh-huh. Tell me another one. That's...
If you weren't interested in them, you wouldn't have accepted their request, and you wouldn't have added them. I mean, what is she?
Friendly gal, Joe.
A friendly gal, unless she's promoting gigs or she's an entertainer.
She might be.
You know, I mean, when you're an entertainer, you accept everybody. You know,
I do. I do, which is really dangerous considering the element I deal with.
Well, right. I've been a little cautious myself, but I see some names, Uja Baja, you know. But
big fan of your work.
Yeah,
Uja Baja.
Yeah, but. You know, I mean, as an entertainer, you accept everybody, but she's not an entertainer.
Right.
You know, so, and she's a scammer. That's why she's accepting all these guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, she is an entertainer. She's on our show regularly.
She's a star.
Yes.
I love her work. I don't know. I think we've introduced another element to stuff to give her pause. The FBI and I are now working together.
That would be a very dangerous combo.
It most certainly would. Oh, I do work with the Pentagon, so, and that's for real. And this is way before that.
But the thing that's perplexing about it is
that they would talk to me. I agree.
No, but if they're working with the FBI and they want to try to expose them, why would you stick around?
Her, right?
Her, yes.
It's time to cut bait because you don't know. There might be a chance. It's time to. You haven't gotten money out of me. It's not like you're constantly. You're currently. It's worth the risk.
And another thing is, let's say, well, we're in love, or she wants to take her money. Every time you're getting in touch with her, it's like getting on the witness stand. You know what I'm saying? Well, it's true. And why would anybody want to put up with that?
Ask my wife.
I guess. But you know what I'm saying, Pip? I mean, why would anybody want? Why would any rational person? Even if they're trying to finagle you out of money, why would you even want to deal with it? I'm going to somebody else. That's what makes where the intrigue comes in.
Yes, it is. But it's like, I don't think that, I mean, I guess I'm not made out to be a scammer like her because I would just
Thank
be
goodness.
So, I know, I'd just be so exhausted from this. I'm like, you know what? I was faking you out, but you're just so annoying. Bye.
All right, just drop it.
Just go.
You know,
just go because, I mean, there's just too much work on fake Davin.
Right now,
he's such
a
handful.
Right now, what I've been saying is like, well, there's the human element, but you know what? Now they're dragging the FBI in and they're investigating Ishmael, who's my work partner. You know, and all this other stuff. I don't need this to affect my job. I don't need this to affect my scamming thing. You know, I would move on. So it's interesting why they're still there.
Well, Lisa says she's going for a bigger payout, but she has feelings for fake Davin.
Now, Lisa.
Attagirl, Lisa.
That's what Lisa says.
Attagirl, Lisa. See?
Well,
fake Davin is very engaging.
But here's the deal, Lisa. If she has feelings for Davin.
Fake
then
Davin.
A fake Davin.
Nobody loves real Davin.
Fake Davin. Is
Boo, hiss.
Right. Indeed.
Is it worth the risk of him bringing the FBI in to investigate everything going on in her immediate world.
But if she can stay one step ahead of me, I'm getting that money and we can be together. If she can just stay one step ahead of me and the FBI.
Sometimes these scammers, at least on the Lifetime Network for women.
Really? Really, Meredith Baxter Burney?
Yeah. And men come in with roses and whisk them off to, you know,
and then beat the
crap
out of them.
Bad men.
I got you roses, and we're going to an exotic place. Let me just show you the trunk first. That's where the roses are.
I know. It's just, it's also ridiculous. But those people those movies are all just like so psychotic and so driven and single-minded. They just keep going no matter how close they are to being caught because they just think, I'll never be caught. And we'll go off together and we'll live in the attic together forever. Ah! You know, I mean, I don't think that she's psychotic, but I think that she is single-minded and probably just full of herself, or the people that she works with are full of themselves enough that they don't think that they will be caught.
Do you think that the whole thing on their end, they get caught?
Hey.
Along the lines of what you were saying.
Hey, good news. From Rob from Clutch and Wiggle, we're doing very well tonight. We are kicking ass. A whole bunch of live listeners on CWE Radio. Well,
yay!
Thank you,
Rob.
Thank you all you folks listening on Clutch and Wiggle. We appreciate you guys listening.
Clutch
now,
and Wiggle. Hear us jiggle.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, you can hear that?
Yes. It's very sloppy.
Hold on. Let me tone it up a little. Jiggle.
Hold on. Joe has a lucid point about my bullshit.
Yes.
Do you think on their end, that they get caught up in it in a sense like Ann Jackson does, and Ann Jackson on their end.
Huh? I'm confused. What do you mean?
Just caught up in the lies and stuff like that, where they're not rational.
No!
No!
I don't think so.
They're human beings. Even though they're scammers and they're evil,
they're human beings. I think they might get caught up in the emotions and start to feel emotions.
Because
there's no possibility to them. There's no possibility that any of this is a lie.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.